something has been happening to Nikki here at the office that I am very interested in delving in, that she seems to be very emotionally upset about, that we can do as kind of a part B, okay, not okay. Will you tell me about the man who's been hurting you emotionally here around the office?
Oh, snap.
There's a guy in this building. I don't know if he's on the first or second floor. I've never seen him before until Friday. And it happened Friday, and I was like, okay, maybe it's just a one-off thing. But it happened again today. He refuses to let me hold the door open for him. Like, he actually refuses to go through it.
So you're there, and you hold the door open for him, and there's two swinging doors. So yeah. Does he just opt out for the door you're not holding open?
He literally is standing there, and he's like, oh, you go ahead. And so I walk through, and I keep the door open, and then he walks through the other side.
He switches sides.
And I just don't want to know, like, why won't he just take my kind gesture and go through the door?
I mean, there could be some masculinity issues there. Like, maybe a man doesn't feel quite like a man if a woman's holding the door open for him. I think door etiquette as a whole in this country, there's issues with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are you a door holder? Because I will stop and hold the door. I'll be that guy waiting. Like, when you're 50 yards away, I'll hold the door.
I hate that guy because
then you got to run.
Then you got to run.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, first of all, I think people don't say thank you enough when you're holding the door. I mean, have you guys ever exchanged words, you and this man? Is there ever...
Yeah, he said, you go ahead. I said, oh, thank you. And then I kept it open for him, and he went through the other side. And today, I didn't say a word to him. And I just, like, are there men out there who won't let a lady hold a door for them?
I would be curious to know if that is a thing, an actual thing with men that just... Because, I don't know, there's old school guys who prescribe to a whole other set of gentlemanly rules that I don't necessarily know all about.
Well, like, let's say I'm walking up to a restaurant and there's a woman holding the door. I'll usually do the thing where I grab the door so she can walk. Like, she doesn't have to hold it anymore. I'll just hold it for myself and then I'll go through. Does that make sense?
That's nice. But I mean, he could have done that. But
so
he's literally
you completely.
He's like, no. He wants nothing to do with me opening this door for him.
What does his face look like when he's doing it? Like, is he smiling? Like, is he trying to be polite? Or
no,
he's
just straight faced.
Do you feel like you want to maybe address him next time you see him and let him know?
I don't want to cause, like, confrontation. I'm just wondering, like, if I don't want to offend him by holding the door open for him, but I've just never come across a guy who wouldn't let me do it.
I wonder if we could find him today and maybe ask him in person, you know, what is his deal and if he has a problem with
you. He was leaving, so I don't know if he's still in the building, and I don't know where he works.
Does anybody in this room, or even this question goes for Moby as well, your man, is anybody opening car doors on the reg for their ladies in the year 2016?
No way.
He would open the door regularly for me, but unfortunately the passenger side door doesn't open unless...
What? Whoa. That's a whole
thing. You had a Dukes of Hazzard this thing? What are we talking about?
No, he has his car's a little messed up, but like his key lock only unlocks his left side. So he has to go open his door, unlock it, and then he'd have to walk all the way back around and open the door for me. And that's just too much.
Are you a door holder, Flo?
Oh, absolutely. For anyone.
But in a car?
Whoa. Even guys?
Well, I can't in a car because I only have manual locks. So it's kind of a similar situation where, you know, I have to get in the vehicle first to get the passenger door open. And my girlfriend is always saying, you know, like, you're being ridiculous. I'm not going to sit out and wait for you to get in, unlock the door, come back around. But, you know, every once in a while I will insist that she waits and do that.
I just think that it kind of, I can't help but feel when I see a guy open a door for a woman in modern day that it's just kind of like a dick move to be like, all you other guys suck. Like, it's more showing off than it is actual principle.
He opens the, if we're going to a restaurant or we're going anywhere, he always opens the door for me.
I mean, that'll be over soon. It's got to be.
I don't think so.
I mean, the honeymoon phase is.
I just think he's a nice guy.
Man, I play straight Dutch. We don't open doors. We split the check. Like, we're straight down the middle.
Oh, we go like every other place, like every other bill we'll play. I'll pay, he'll pay, kind of thing.
So, like, he'll pay for burns and you'll pay for Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
That's...
I've thought about it.
The fact that you still have a girlfriend, Dennis, is beside me. Like, you have a capability to find women who put up with, like, the worst stuff ever.
What?
I mean, seriously, here we are. It's the Monday before Christmas. I'm fairly certain you haven't gotten her anything for Christmas.
I took her to Disney. I already told you that.
Oh, that was the. Does she know that was her Christmas
See,
gift?
That's the thing. It's
How
this guy.
How do you not know?
This that guy is so thoughtless. He didn't. He could have presented it beautifully as this big, grand Christmas present.
I did.
But he just takes her there and thinks that that's going
to
suffice.
No, you didn't say. Oh, we're going. You went to Mickey's Christmas thing. You didn't say for Christmas. I'm taking
no.
you.
I didn't know. I surprised her. She didn't know yeah. where we were going. Surprised her to Disney. When we got there, I said, "Merry Christmas. I hope this is the best Christmas you ever have." And then I kissed her on the cheek gently.
And what'd she say?
She cried. No, she didn't. She was very thankful. She said thank you.
Do you think she means it? I mean, I will say the things
what?
That you've
we
said.
We had a great time. Yeah, she means
the,
it.
The things that you've said on our podcast and just the things, the way that you treat her with the fact that you guys just
you,
go Dutch and you don't do other things.
You
like,
make it sound like I beat her every night.
Emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally. That's, yeah. I would agree to that.
Yeah. Avis, thank you for calling Drew Garabo live. Do you have a problem with this man not letting Nikki hold the door open for him?
Not that he won't let her hold the door open, but he needs to walk up and take the door away from her, allow the woman to walk out. There's no reason to just ignore her and walk past her.
I mean, that's the thing, too, Nikki. If he was better communicating with you, that he, you know, it was a moral issue for him, he's just like, you know, I don't do that. I can't let a woman open up the door for me, but I would love to open the door up for you. Would that be better?
Wow.
I mean, maybe he just, you know, hurries up a little bit and opens the door, but he doesn't do that. He just waits, lets me hold it open awkwardly and wait for him to go through, and then he doesn't. I'm just trying to be a nice person.
Were the things that Moby does for you? He seems like he obviously is a little above and beyond on the gentleman status.
Oh yeah.
Are those turn-ons for you? Because I have to imagine there's a new age female out there who doesn't want to deal with gentlemanly men.
Oh no, I love that he, you know, opens doors for me. And like when we go to the store, he automatically grabs my bags like and he'll carry them to the car or even into my apartment before I even think about getting them.
It's really funny, too, because we've talked about the fact that, like, maybe there was this small period before you met Moby that, like, maybe you had a small little crush on Dennis and you guys kind of had this thing. Imagine.
Oh, I did have a crush on Dennis, like, a couple of years ago, and then I got to know him.
And
you try to claim that, like, Dennis and Moby, like, are similar, but yeah. I got all the best qualities, maybe,
yeah,
Moby.
That's
except one, about a 12-inch quality that I think you might
be
missing.
You don't know what he's working with.
That is true. I mean, Moby strikes me as a guy who is packing. Ooh. I mean, I really don't know. But, I mean, that was what I was getting at, is doesn't it feel good knowing that you really, like, dodged a bullet by not trying to go down any road with...
I also probably wouldn't let Dennis treat me the way that he treats
Whoa.
His girlfriend.
Okay, what are these things that
I'm doing? I mean, it feels like a bit, but I mean, there is some truth to it. As somebody who stands up for women's rights and always wants to do the right thing,
yes.
You're not the best boyfriend ever.
Like what? Please give me these examples of these horrible things I do to my girlfriend.
I'm not saying that you're horrible. You're just not very thoughtful. That's all I'm saying.
I take her out to Tijuana Flats Taco Tuesday almost every Tuesday.
And then she,
oh man,
guys
discount
pay,
tacos. You
guys
are a good
pay
boyfriend,
Dutch, right? You go halfsies.
That's a thing. I mean, a girl who's in somewhat of a committed relationship with you, I think, would hope to be maybe have her meals bought for her when you go, only go on the day where things are cheapest.
I think girls that expect me to pay for them every single time is being selfish.
Yeah, that is. A girl shouldn't expect that every single time. But do you guys ever, like, go on actual dates? Like, where you plan and you take her out for a nice night. It's not just the average, you know, go to Tijuana Flats and then back to your place to watch a movie and then bang.
Well, I guess it depends on what you consider a date, though. Because sometimes we'll go downtown to, like, Vinoy Park and walk around the park at night. And we went out. They did the Christmas lights out there. Mm-hmm. So we walked around the Christmas lights, which was nice. It was kind of an unplanned date, but... I see those things as dates.
That's a cute little date.
I mean, I guess. Rusty, thank you for calling Drew Garabo live. Are you a true gentleman?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I am.
Tell me about where you learned those great morals.
Well, I'm 67 years old, and my mother taught me that I should open doors and I should hold doors for anyone, especially ladies.
Well, doors were heavier back then when you were young.
Well, yeah, they were. They were made out of steel and not fiberglass. If I didn't hold a door for a lady or even for someone that was close to it, my mom would be turning over her grave right now.
Now let me ask you this. What is the situation if you go to a door and a woman like our sweet Nikki is trying to hold the door open for you? What's the exchange that happens then?
I would motion for her to go through and say thank you very much, and I would hold it, let her go through, and then I would go through.
But you wouldn't just let me hold it there awkwardly and then you walk through the other door?
But of course not. That's just ludicrous. That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, thank you, Rusty.
I wish there was more men like you out there, Rusty. I mean, but that's the thing. like I said to start the conversation, I think there is a general door etiquette that is lacking where people just, it takes everything in me. If I've opened the door for you and you walk by and do not thank me,
you want to punch him in the
face. Well, I just feel like it takes everything in me to not just give off a, you're welcome. You know, like that is the moment. Oh gosh. Robert, thank you for calling Drew Garabo Live. You have some thoughts on Dennis's trip to Disney that he took.
Ouch.
Yeah, I like the comment. You know, I heard him say how he was so nice to his girlfriend or the woman that he loves by offering her.
Whoa. We don't say I love you. We don't say I love you. Calm down.
Whatever, you're trying to make it special for this lady, and you say, here we are at Disney, Merry Christmas, sweetheart. So now, on Christmas Day, you're not going to give her anything, like a small gift or something, and she's going to think to herself, well, wait a minute, you said you're going to make my Christmas special. Special means you started with the trip to Disney and you ended with something beautiful on Christmas Day.
Well, dude, that's
it. Lessons on how to be a gentleman. Oh,
that is a great idea.
Robert, you're the man, dude. Robert, you need to.
Dennis is also a broke 20-something year old.
And I'm going to tell you something also. Women, they do need to be treated with respect. And
thank you, Robert.
Being a gentleman, opening doors and doing those things, that never gets old, and it never gets tiring. Matter of fact, it's a form of respect.
Thank you
and
so much, Robert.
And a woman who can't handle that kind of stuff, she's just being difficult because the truth is she really likes that kind of stuff.
Exactly, and they like making sandwiches, and the dishes are their favorite. No, listen, don't let anybody tell you different. This guy's got it right.
Yeah, no, Robert, well, that's the thing, too, is you've also made it clear, I'm just trying to build my case because you've made me feel like I'm incorrectly labeling
you.
I'm attacking you, but we've also discussed, and it's well documented that you say terrible, mean things when in the bedroom.
What?
She might like that.
Yeah.
I'm
a dirty talker, sure, but
I'm just saying it's painting a picture. There's a pattern of habits here that is painting a bigger picture.
And to speak back to that guy, I don't know if I'm getting her anything for Christmas yet. I'm still considering it, and like you said, it might be a nice way to end it.
Dennis, I just want to pause 1 second. You brush right past the fact that you're a dirty talker. And just the other day, we were talking that you are, in fact, such a dirty talker, you feel the need to apologize afterwards.
That's
got to be bad.
Thank you. It's Flo that is here to bring back these exact things. If you're saying things in the bedroom that immediately when you're done, you feel the need to apologize for, you've probably went too far.
Well, she seems to enjoy it. I don't know.
You're a terrible person.
Let me ask you guys this. Would any of you feel weird if a girl held the door for you?
No. I wouldn't feel weird. It might be a moment where I'm like, oh, there's a woman holding the door open for me. I wouldn't avoid the situation or anything.
Well, I think I would handle it better than this guy's doing it, but I gotta be honest, I don't think it's quite kosher for me. Like, the door is maybe not so much a big deal, but can you imagine a girl pulling out a seat at a table for you?
Well, that's a little more extreme.
It's opening a door and grabbing a chair. I mean, these are things
aren't pulling out chairs for people in 2016, no matter what the scenario. So
what are you talking about?
Dude, I pull out all the time.
you're the worst.